Blind Cool Tech, number 22, June 21st, 2005. I'm Larry Skutkan. Today we're going to look at a tutorial called Verbal View of Windows XP. Verbal View of Windows XP is a comprehensive tutorial about how to use Windows XP from a blind person's perspective. This book contains no information about mouse clicks and how to drag with the mouse. Everything is keyboard oriented. And the detail in this book is enough so that if you're a new user that has never even used a computer before, you can get basic information. Yet there's enough details for the experienced user to be able to get plenty from it as well. Verbal View of Windows XP comes on CD in digital talking book format. It's actually in DAISY 3.0 or Z3986, whichever you prefer. It also comes in several other formats. The CD contains a text file of the book, a Word file, a translated Braille file, and an HTML file, in addition to the digital talking book with full text, full audio. And we'll look at the full text, full audio DTB, digital talking book, version of this book for this demonstration. So let's go to the desktop. Let me slow my speech down a little.
All voices down.
And we'll go to the desktop.
Verbal View of Windows XP CD required. And 44 of 97.
We'll press enter.
Opening.
Verbal View document. Of Windows XP for the keyboard user. Written by Peter Duran. Tutorial overview. This book is divided into multiple parts devoted to various topics. Material in a particular part doesn't, most of the time, presuppose material from subsequent parts. Part 1. The Personal Computer. The personal computer is discussed in 10 chapters. These chapters cover the terminology, concepts, and tasks every user must master. They contain lots of stuff that you need to be aware of as a new or disabled user. Part 2. The Input Devices. The two main ways you communicate with the personal computer are discussed in 4 chapters. The layout of the computer keyboard is described in great detail because you must know where all the keys are located. The functions of the computer keyboard are also described in great detail because with them you have direct control over Windows XP and other programs. These lengthy descriptions of the computer keyboard are justified because you need to know all its keys and its functions to work effectively and efficiently with the keyboard. Also, the specialized programs that come with Windows XP, which permit disabled users to access the personal computer, assign access functions to some of the unusual keys, so these users must know where these keys are located and what they do. The computer mouse and its pointer are also described in great detail because you need to interact with other users who rely primarily on the computer mouse and because certain actions in Windows XP and in other programs lack keyboard equivalents. The keyboard, in conjunction with the access features found in Windows XP or with a screen reader, lets you perform most necessary mouse tasks via certain keys that are assigned to the mouse functions. The computer keyboard and the computer mouse are contrasted, and the important concepts of focus, selection, and activation are explained. You must fully understand these 3 concepts and how they relate to the keyboard and the mouse to work comfortably and efficiently in Windows XP. Part 3. The Windows XP Desktop. You are told about the desktop in 2 chapters. You learn about the 5 parts that make up the desktop, and learn the ways to move through them with the keyboard. The ways to arrange windows on the desktop are presented. You should carefully read both chapters because they contain lots of techniques about the desktop useful to you as a keyboard user, but rarely discussed elsewhere. Part 4. the program interface. Programs and their components are discussed in four chapters. The three kinds of menus, context, control, command, are presented. They are lists of items from which you can pick. The various ways to start programs and to retrieve documents are presented. Programs display their activity in program windows. The anatomy and operation of program windows are presented, along with lots of motivational material. Programs offer extensive help. The three kinds of help and the help viewer is discussed in detail. Part 5, the dialogue box. Communication boxes, message and dialogue, are ubiquitous, so their mastery is a must. Their anatomy and controls are discussed in four chapters. The two communication boxes let you exchange data with Windows XP and other programs. The three types of buttons found in dialog boxes let you activate commands and pick options. And the outline button found in activity panes lets you show or hide lists of items. The three types of text boxes found in dialog boxes let you enter names of items and enter values for options. The six types of list boxes found in dialog boxes group files, folders, and other items throughout Windows XP, so their mastery is a must. Part 6, the WordPad program. The WordPad word processor is discussed in two chapters. It lets you write documents and practice tasks covered in previous parts of this tutorial. The program window for WordPad is dissected into its parts, and their function and navigation are extensively described. Then basic document creation techniques are presented. The two most important menus used by the WordPad program and virtually every other program are discussed. These two menus, File and Edit, are presented as typical examples of menus found throughout Windows XP and other programs. Part 7, Files and Folders. Files and folders are thoroughly discussed in six chapters. You browse through files and folders with My Computer. You manage files and folders. You explore files and folders with Windows Explorer. You reclaim deleted files and folders with Recycle Bin. You compress files and folders to save disk space. And you search for lost files and folders with Search Companion. All the common file and folder tasks are discussed. Part 8. Customize Windows XP. The various ways to adjust Windows XP are discussed in five chapters. This part assumes you have read the rest of the tutorial. No chapter or keyboard summaries are included in this part. Adjustments for the computer display are presented, which are very beneficial to a laptop user. You can tailor the look and feel of the user interface to meet personal needs. Tutorial supplements. This tutorial only covers Windows XP for your computer, but Windows XP extends to the world beyond your computer. You can send and receive email, you can surf the internet, you can download and read documents in PDF format from state and federal websites, and much more. Please contact us about tutorial supplements in these and other areas. Our contact information is located on the title page of this tutorial. Call us or go to our website to check for supplements and other Verbal View tutorials. Part 1.
2.
Okay. As you can see from the tutorial overview, the topics covered are quite comprehensive, and the depth in which they are covered is truly amazing. The tutorial in the digital talking book format also comes with a digital talking book reader. That reader is another product that we have called BookWizard Reader. And what happens is when you install the Verbal View of Windows XP CD onto your system, the CD installs a demo of BookWizard Reader, but there is a key on the Verbal View CD that permits full functionality with BookWizard Reader while you're using Verbal View of Windows XP. So what I'd like to do is talk about some of the features that BookWizard Reader has to offer you while you're reading the tutorial. First of all, you can navigate through the table of contents.
Chapter 1, Computer Hardware.
And I'll press the down arrow.
2.
The personal computer is almost as commonplace as a TV set. These household appliances have two things in common.
2.
Actually, let me get back to the table of contents.
Chapter 1. Closed. 1. Of 10. So depth 3.
So chapter 1 is closed. We can open it again by pressing the right arrow, just like you would with any tree view. So let's just look at the individual chapters in chapter 1. I'll open this.
Chapter 1. Expanded. Computer components. Closed.
Controls on the front.
On the front. Closed.
Now, what you're hearing is the screen reader reading these titles to us, too. And if you like, you can remove the screen reader. We'll go ahead and do that, in fact. It'll be different depending on which screen reader you use. I happen to be using Window Eyes at the moment, so I'm going to press Control /
Controls on the front. Closed. 2. Of 9. BookWizard Window Eyes Active Wine Eyes 0.
And then I'm going to quit Window,
Window Eyes.
So now we'll continue through the table of contents.
Types of disks. Audio system. Video system. Connectors on the back. Disks as file cabinets. Minimal and recommended hardware. Chapter summary. Chapter 2. Computer turn on and turn off.
Now just as a interesting point. Let's go to the chapter summary. I'll press up arrow.
Chapter summary.
And there's two ways we can do this. We can go to the audio view, or we could just press spacebar here. Now, if we press spacebar here, we can skip around through the table of contents and so forth. But if you actually go into the audio view, you can actually move through the content by phrases, and you have a little more specific and controlled navigation capabilities. So I'll press Control U to go to the audio view, or you can go to the tools menu, to the view menu and pick it from there. So once we're in the audio view, we'll press space to start reading.
Chapter summary. The personal computer is almost as commonplace as a TV set.
Now what I'm going to do while this is reading, I'm going to increase the speed of the playback by pressing the F3 key repeatedly. So each time I press it, the speed will increase. And we won't make it go too fast for you.
These household appliances have two things in common. They are pieces of equipment, and they run programs. The equipment is called hardware, and the programs are called software. Computer components. A small and cheap personal computer usable in the office or at home is now a fact of daily life. The basic hardware is that popularized by IBM and now copied and sold by most stores and mail order places. The essential software called the operating system is that manufactured by Microsoft and called Microsoft Windows.
Now, what I'll do now is we'll go back into playback and I'll hit a key that returns the speed back to normal. I can slow it down a grade at a time with Shift F3, or I can slow it completely back down to its recorded pace with control F3.
The most recent incarnation of Windows is called Windows XP, where XP stands for experience.
I can turn the volume down.
The personal computer is that box with all cables attached to it.
And that was with Shift F2. Control F2 will put the volume back where it was.
And the gear attached to the cables are called.
Or pressing F2 repeatedly will raise the volume. Let's look at how the navigation works while you're in the audio view. I'll go through and press a few down arrows to show you that we're actually skipping from sentence to sentence.
Hardware. It's the computer probably the material recorded. Software is the stuff that a piece of software is called a program.
Now we'll go back.
A piece of software is the computer probably. It's software. The personal computer is its hardware. The most recent incarnation.
So as you can see, there are nice controls for navigating through the book. This program and this tutorial are completely self-voicing as well. So if you don't have a screen reader for your PC yet, you can get someone to help you to install Verbal View of Windows XP. And then when you want to use it, you can just insert the CD and it'll come up talking. And you can turn self-voicing on with the BookWizard Reader software too, so that you can explore the menus in BookWizard Reader and go to the help and so forth. In fact, if you press the F1 key,
opening book.
If you start the program without a talking book in your CD drive, BookWizard provides several methods for opening a book from a variety of locations.
Now, what happened was we went to the help at the last place where we were in the help. So I can press Control Home to go back to the beginning.
BookWizard Reader. BookWizard Reader. User's Manual. Copyright 2001-2005.
Okay, or we can actually go to the contents in BookWizard as well.
Voice on. Navigation. Using the bookshelf, bookmarks, the tools menu. Outline item. 1. Selected.
Okay, I'm gonna
collapsed.
I'm actually going to turn the voice back
options.
Off. And then when we're through with the manual, we can just close it.
Closing book.
And we return right back
to the most recent incarnation of Windows is called Windows XP.
Now, Verbal View of Windows XP is currently available from the American Printing House for the Blind. It costs $49. Unfortunately, the size of this particular program makes it impractical to make it available as an electronic download. There is, however, a demo of Verbal View of Windows XP available on the APH website at aph.org/tech, T-E-C-H. That contains the table of contents and the first chapter of the book in a sort of miniature digital talking book. So it is a digital talking book, but it only contains part of the book to give you a flavor of what it's all about. If you have any questions or comments about this show, please leave a message on our comment line at 206-984-9203. The website for Blind Cool Tech is www.aph.org/tech, T-E-C-H, /BCT, it's Blind Cool Tech, .htm. There's information there that tells you how to subscribe to these shows. Thank you for joining us for Edition 22 of Blind Cool Tech. I'm Larry Skutkan.
It's hardware. The personal computer is that box with all the cables attached to it that sits on your desk or...